Welcome to A Meaningful Mess, a podcast for educators who want to engage and empower gifted learners. Whether you specifically serve gifted learners, have gifted learners in your classroom, or just want to know more about what gifted learners need from the school experience, you are in the right place. I'm Andy McNair, and I'm a keynote speaker, author, educator, and mom of my own gifted kiddos. And I know that teaching gifted learners can be challenging. But you know what? It's also incredibly rewarding. Throughout this podcast, I'll share practical ideas and strategies that will help you create a meaningful and engaging learning experience for your gifted students. I'll also talk about Genius Hour, a powerful approach to learning that can help learners explore their passion and purpose as they develop their talents. So if you're looking for ways to reach your gifted learners, I invite you to join me on this journey. Thanks for listening. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome back to A Meaningful Mess podcast. I'm so glad that you've decided to listen to today's episode, and we are specifically going to be talking about looking for leaders. You know, leadership is such an important skill for so many of our gifted learners, but I also think it's one of those skills that is overlooked sometimes, or maybe just not noticed because we're so busy looking for some of the academic traits of giftedness that we forget that there are other skills like leadership and creativity that are just as important. And so today, I want to spend some time talking about this. If you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you do that. I did share some things about leadership this week over in my feed and in my story, and you can find me on Instagram at @a_meaningful_mess. We also had a really great meetup in the community this week, and if you haven't joined my meetups before, make sure you mark your calendar this Wednesday, September 13th, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be doing another meetup. This week, we'll be talking about thought partnership, but last week, we talked about leadership, and you guys, it was so much fun, and we talked about such great ideas. You definitely want to go back and check those out. So I'll share the link to that in the show notes, and you'll be able to find the show notes for today's episode over at andymcnair.com/episode76. So you're listening to episode 76, and I'm so excited to talk a little bit about leadership, how we can identify it, and how we can use it specifically during something like Genius Hour so that we're making sure that we're nurturing those leadership abilities in so many of our learners. So the first thing that I think it's really important to consider is that leadership can look so different in our different learners, right? It doesn't always look the same, which is what can make it so difficult to identify. I think we have our typical leaders, you know, the ones who seem a little bossy or the ones who are really confident, those kids who can stand up and talk in front of a classroom. But I was actually sharing in the meetup this week that, you know, I have a really good friend, Carrie Espen. I've talked about her before on the podcast, and she's my thought partner and definitely someone who drives a lot of my work. She helps me come up with a lot of content. We have a lot of conversations. And one of the things that I think is important to remember often is that she is just as much of a leader as I am in the educational community. We just do it very, very differently. So Carrie is very behind the scenes. She likes to collaborate with educators, and she likes to just meet one-on-one with people. And I like to talk to groups of people, and I like to have a podcast and all of the things. And so we lead differently, but that doesn't mean that I'm any more of a leader than she is. And I have so many friends like that, that lead in different communities and lead in different organizations. And all of us lead in different ways. And I think that's really important to acknowledge. And I think it's really important to help our learners see that as well. And so we're going to talk about some practical ways to do that today. But as we get started, I want to kind of explore some different types of leaders. And let's talk specifically about what they can look like. Now, this is not an exhaustive list. There are so many different types of leaders, but I just want to discuss a few of those on today's episode so that maybe it just encourages you today as you're driving in and listening to this episode, or maybe you're driving home and you can consider this tomorrow, to really look for leadership in a different way. And be able to be very open-minded about it and understand that leadership looks so different in our different learners. Okay, so we're going to talk about 7 different types of leaders. So let's just jump right in. The first type of leader is the mentor, right? And a mentor are your learners who willingly share their expertise and they support other learners. So these are those kids that make really great thought partners. They're the ones that kids will often go to and say, hey, what do you think about this? Or I've been thinking about this. Can you tell me what you think? They're just very natural at sharing their ideas and mentoring other learners. I think a lot of times they can seem very nurturing. They are often active listeners. They have the skill to be able to listen and to respond in a way that makes their peers comfortable. So the mentor is one type of leader that we want to consider. Another type of leader is the innovator, right? The innovator are those learners who come up with these crazy ideas, right? They're the ones who are always wanting to invent something. If you teach elementary, they may be the ones on the playground who always want to create a new game, or they want to play something that's never been played before. In high school, these are those kids who are wanting to solve problems that they see around the campus. They're the students who are always coming up with these, what if we did this? Or what if this was a thing? They love to create and think about inventing new things. So your leadership style, the innovator, are those kids who are always wanting to create something new or make something better. Number three is the listener. Now, this is the one that I think is often missed. We don't always see these kids as leaders, but this, I think the mentor and the listener are very similar. But the listener are those kids who can actively engage in discussions. They ask thoughtful questions and they provide constructive feedback, right? So I'm not just mentoring someone. There's a lot of kids who can mentor someone, right? They can tell them what they need to do next, but they may not be as good at listening as the listener is. And so these students can give that feedback. And they oftentimes, if you watch them in a group situation, they are very good at not just butting in and not always wanting to share their ideas. They may have the skill of like utilizing nonverbal cues, making eye contact if appropriate, those types of things. Those are your leaders that are listeners. Okay, the next one is the organizer. We all know these kids, right? These are the learners who meticulously plan things out, right? They know how to think through, okay, I have a project due here. I need to do this here, then this. They stay organized. It bothers them when your desk is a mess or when anyone else's desk is a mess. They like to help their peers organize their binder or organize their locker. They're just always helping people kind of get organized. I just want to say that I really need one of these in my life right now. I would say, and anybody who knows me would say, I am not an organizer. It is not my leadership style at all. But these kids are your ones who can really stay true to deadlines. They're oftentimes really good at keeping things together. Those are your organizers. And believe it or not, that is a leadership style. Those kids are leading others to become better at that skill. Number five, the motivator. I love these kids because they're the ones who are always pumping the other students up. Oftentimes they just like radiate enthusiasm. They tend to inspire others. Like they can get people super jazzed about things. A lot of times, like think about the times when you've announced something that you're going to be doing in class, like you're going to play a game and the whole class goes like, ugh, you know, we don't want to do this. The motivator is the one who's like, come on guys, this is going to be so much fun. And you know, you may not have one of these in class, but if you do, they are the ones who are typically optimistic. They're typically excited about almost anything that you're going to do, and they are able to get other people on board. So I think there's a difference between just being optimistic and just being kind of enthusiastic, but when they can bring others along with them and get them to feel that way as well, that's when you know that they are kind of the motivator as a leadership style. Number six, the team player. These are those kids who are, they work really well with others. I think about gifted learners, and so often it's difficult for them to work with other kids, especially if they're working with other kids who aren't gifted. They may get frustrated really easily. They may not want to explain their thoughts, but a team player is the one who is always able to say like, hey, look, we're a team. Let's get this done together. And they can encourage everyone else to work together. So when you're watching group work, work. That's the best time to see these guys stand out. It's like, who are my kids who in a group can get everyone on the same page, doing the same work, really paying attention and working together so that they're all rowing in the same way versus rowing against each other. All right. And number seven, now this is the one that my friend Carrie Espin is, and I think it is one of the leadership roles that we often miss, and it is the quiet leader. Quiet leaders oftentimes lead through actions more than they do through their words. So these people are often not talkers. They don't feel the need to use words as much as they do their actions. So you have to watch for these really carefully because they're sneaky, right? You may not see their leadership if you're not paying attention. But this type of leadership style involves learners who are able to get everyone else to do something just through their actions, which is powerful. My gosh, if you can do that without having to use a ton of words, that is a really cool leadership style. And it requires just this, I think, this quiet confidence that so many of those people have. And I think that's really important. So let's kind of look back at these and go over them one more time. You have the mentor, the innovator, the listener, the organizer, the motivator, the team player, and the quiet leader. Now, what I want to talk about next is how can we utilize Genius Hour or passion-based learning to not only give these types of leaders an opportunity to utilize their talents, but also use Genius Hour to be able to identify these talents. What does it actually look like during that time so that I can see it and I can give them an opportunity to utilize it? Okay, so let's just go back to the top. Let's start with mentor, and let's talk about mentors throughout the Genius Hour process. You know, this week on Instagram and in the meetup, we're going to be talking about thought partnership. And again, these are those kids who are really good at thought partnership and mentoring their peers, helping someone else, utilizing their own expertise. So these types of kids have to be confident, right? They have to know that they know whatever it is that they're sharing, and they have to be willing to share their expertise. So I think during Genius Hour, as your students are working on their projects, watching for this, it probably looks like the kid who goes up to other students and says like, hey, tell me a little bit about what you're doing. And then they say things like, hey, I knew somebody once that did this, or have you thought about doing this? Like, they're willing to encourage their peers, or they might even like do mini workshops, right? Like, hey, you guys, I'm going to show so-and-so over here how to code this video game if anybody else wants to watch. Those are your mentors. And so during Genius Hour time, giving them that autonomy to do that, not to always feel like they have to just be working on their project, but those types of leaders need the opportunity to support their peers. So encouraging them to work on their project and making sure they're doing the things that they need to do, but also being intentional about giving those kids the opportunity to walk around, mentor, and share with their peers so that you're nurturing that talent. And if you don't give them that opportunity, you may never see this in them. And that would be unfortunate because this is a leadership style and it's something that we want to pay attention to if it's something that our learners are capable of doing. All right, innovator. This fits right in with Genius Hour, right? These are those kids who typically for their Genius Hour project, they're going to want to invent something or create something new, make something that's never existed before, or make something better. Like, these are those kids that say, hey, I saw this. I think there's a better way to do it. And that's what I'm going to do for my project. So I think just the project itself can clue us into who our innovators are. And I think one of the ways that we can nurture this is to really foster that creativity and provide them the resources and the time for experimentation. So a lot of times the innovators are going to need a little more time to work on their Genius Hour project, frankly, because we all know, those of us that work in innovation, a lot of innovation requires failure first, right? You kind of have to fail forward. And in order for these kids to develop that innovator mindset and to become that type of leader, they really have to be given the opportunity to be able to fail and have the time to go back and correct whatever needs to be corrected. So I would say one of the most important things to do for these kids during Genius Hour is not to rush them and to almost give them opportunities to celebrate those struggles and celebrate that failure through the mindset of moving forward. So definitely want to make sure we give these kids the time and space that they need to work on their projects, because innovation is not easy, y'all. It's hard work and it takes time. All right, number three, the listener. Okay, these are the kids who are going to oftentimes, kind of like the mentor, they're going to get involved in other students' projects. I think about my daughter kind of in this, from this perspective. She is, you might even, if you watch her, you might even consider her to be a little nosy because she likes to listen to what other people are saying or other people are doing. But oftentimes she's doing that because she has an idea or a way to support them. And so I think the same is true for these types of leaders in the classroom. Sometimes they may be working on their own Genius Hour project, but they're listening to the other student who's talking to their outside expert, or they're listening to the other student next to them who is becoming frustrated with what it is that they're doing. So I think these kids, we can utilize them in the classroom to facilitate group discussions. These kids are really good at doing peer reviews. These are your kids who are going to lead out when your students are pitching their ideas or presenting their ideas. These kids are going to be really good at listening to those pitches and presentations and providing that feedback. So that's where this leadership style may show up best, is in the pitch and presentation part of Genius Hour. But just paying attention to your kids during that time and knowing, like, hey, who is authentically listening? And I would say that is a key to this type of leadership style. It's not listening because someone told you you have to listen. It is a very authentic form of listening. And these kids are really good at listening to understand versus listening to respond. So definitely something to consider when you're looking for the listener leadership style in your classroom. All right, the organizer. These kids are important during Genius Hour because Genius Hour gets messy and oftentimes there are things everywhere. These are the kids who are sometimes just walking around the class, just kind of like straightening things up. Like, can we just get it together over here? Like, can we put everybody's, if you have physical products that you're working on, can we put those over here? Like, they may create spaces in the room. I would say let them do that, right? Don't try to take over and say, you know, well, this is my classroom and we're going to do it this way. It's not. It's their classroom. It's our classroom. And letting them make decisions about how to organize the room and how to keep things kind of done in a way that makes sense can be really helpful. So what does this look like during Genius Hour? I think these kids have really good project management skills. Project management seems like such an adult term, like what we do in the corporate world, but really with Genius Hour, it's a big part of the process. How are they going to manage their project? What does their time management look like? And so giving these kids the opportunity to showcase that through the deadlines that they meet, the timelines that they create, and just their project management skills, paying attention to those and making sure that you tell those students that you see that. It's so easy to notice a really innovative project or a project that has a huge impact on the community. But the organizer, those types of leaders, their projects may not be that, right? They may not be mind-blowing, but it's important that they feel seen and that you say to them, hey, I saw the way that you kind of stuck to your timeline and you met the deadlines that we had. And I noticed that and I appreciate that. And you kind of set the tone for the rest of the class. So I just wanted to let you know that I see that. That can be really important because I think these learners are often overlooked as well. All right. The motivator. These kids are great when everybody kind of starts to get, Genius Hour is kind of an ebb and flow. There are some really great times and everybody's on a high. And then you go through times when it's like, why are we even doing this? Nobody wants to work on their project. Your motivators are the kids that you're going to want to have during those times that things get hard. And so utilizing those motivators to pump up their peers, like you may even say to them, like, hey, I have a student over here who's really struggling with getting motivated. I just wondered if you might be able to say a few words to them or share a little bit about your project. Because oftentimes as teachers, when we try to motivate our learners, they're just like, okay, that's your job. Like you're just doing your job. Don't realize that we really are being authentic and we really are trying to motivate them. But sometimes when that motivation comes from their peers, it can just have a bigger impact. And I think utilizing those students who have that leadership ability to motivate and inspire during Genius Hour can be really powerful. And I think don't overlook that, right? And don't see those kids as like too optimistic or, oh my gosh, like they're over the top. It's okay. Let them be over the top. Let them be excited and let them inspire their peers because you're going to need them throughout the process when things get hard. All right. The team player. Gosh, I think about these kids often because I had so many of them, honestly, in my classroom. I had some great team players when we were working on Genius Hour. And again, these are those kids who kind of collaborate seamlessly with other students. And collaboration can be difficult because oftentimes with gifted learners, they want to be right and they don't want anyone to tell them that they are not right. And so your team players may be the learners that you utilize to help students shift their perspective. They may be the ones that can come in and ask questions that maybe you can't ask or that the student won't respond to as well coming from you. But I think letting your team players take the lead if you're letting them work in groups. Now, I want to be honest. I think Genius Hour projects as far as 6th through 12th grade, words, 6th through 12th grades go should be completely independent. But if you have younger students who are working in groups, those team players, you definitely want one of them in the groups because they're just really great at making sure everyone stays on task, that the energy is good, and that the morale and culture of the group is what it should be. So team players, really important. And that is a leadership style, right? I even think about the work that I do now and working with adults. And man, I think that those adults that are team players are so important to have as part of any establishment because they just foster that idea of teamwork and unity. And that's so important. Okay, last but not least, the quiet leader. These are the kids who, during Genius Hour, they may be a little bit uncomfortable pitching. They may be a little bit uncomfortable with the presenting, but they're really involved and they're all in on the project and the product part, right? The actual doing of the work is their jam. And so they will get probably hyper-focused and super excited about that. And you'll start to see these kids lead out through their dedication and they'll set an example for other kids through their dedication to the project that they're working on. So again, it doesn't have to be this loud, like, I'm a leader, look at me, everyone listen to what I'm saying. That is one style of leadership. But those quiet leaders just lead by doing, right? It's just evident in what they're doing that they're leading others to follow suit. And that is so important in classroom and definitely something that we want to set up and pay attention to. So my hope is that in this episode, you've been able to consider some different types of leaders. Look, we could go on and list so many different leadership styles. You can Google leadership styles and there is no shortage of graphics or ideas. We actually talked about those in the meetup that we had. But before I close out this episode, I want to talk to you about a few of the ideas that we talked about in the meetup because I just thought they were really great. One of the things we discussed was having a leadership spotlight or a leader spotlight. And at the end of every day or the end of every week, like literally turning out the lights, taking a flashlight and just like shining it on a student and saying, hey, I saw you lead today or I saw you lead this week. And then sharing what it was that you saw and what the leadership quality was. And here's the key though, you want to make sure that you're looking for those different types of leadership styles and not always acknowledging the same type of leader, because this is a great way for your kids to go, wait a second, that was leading? Like, that's what you think leadership is? And they get to realize that, wait a second, leadership doesn't fit into a box. She's right or he's right. I did lead out this week. I did get others to follow suit, even though I didn't do something that you would think a typical leader would do. And so I think a leadership spotlight is a really cool way to help your kids see that. We also talked about using the different leadership styles. So we didn't talk about these specific ideas. I had ChatGPT help me out with for sure. But there's also so many different ideas that you can find over on, you know, if you just Google leadership styles, there are so many different types. And we went through those and we were talking about how you could utilize those different leadership styles to help your kids really understand, again, that it just doesn't look the same for everyone, that it's not cookie cutter. And so if they were reading a book or they were watching a movie or you guys were talking about something in history, they could identify what the leadership style of the main character is. So, oh my gosh, this person is this type of leader, or this person in the book was this type of leader, so that they're always seeing that leadership style does not look the same for everyone. So just so many different ways to make that happen. I don't know if I verbalized that very well, but you can definitely, again, go to the community, which you'll be able to find in the show notes, and you can watch that episode. We had a great conversation. And again, I would love for you guys to join us this Wednesday, September 13th, over in the community. We're going to be talking about thought partnership, and I would love to see you there. So I hope that today's episode just helps you think about leadership through a different lens and understand that gifted leadership is something we should pay attention to. And if it's never identified, it's never served. And we want to make sure that we see those leaders even when it doesn't look exactly like your typical leadership looks. And so thinking through the lens of these different types of leaders, I think can be really helpful. So I hope today's episode helps you find a little bit of meaning in your mess. If you ever need anything, please feel free to visit my website, andymcnair.com. I would love to continue to learn with you, share with you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to today's episode. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of A Meaningful Mess. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights for engaging and empowering gifted learners. If you'd like to connect with me and explore more resources, please visit my website at andymcnair.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at @a_meaningful_mess for regular updates, discussions, and a vibrant community of educators dedicated to making a difference. Your support means the world to me, and I appreciate you being a part of this journey. If you have any questions, feedback, or topics you'd like for me to explore in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you have the power to create meaningful and impactful learning experiences for your gifted students. Keep up the fantastic work, and thank you for joining me on A Meaningful Mess. Until next time, keep finding meaning in your mess. Happy teaching and learning. I'll talk to you soon.